Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
What's up, Miami? Who's ready for the weekend review? Time to introduce the main host, Vixen J.
Hello,
nerd. This is Vixen J, and I am addicted to pandas, French vanilla coffee, and steamed aioli. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
Well, Vixen, that is true, but that's my alter ego. My real name is I'm Batman.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
Followers, my Facebook followers, all of our friends and fans out there. Welcome to the Weekend Review. This is Vixen J, and right next to me is FaZe, although he considers that he's Batman, but he's not.
Of course.
We have so many things to talk about today.
I mean, tonight we got a special guest giving our Did You Know What Happens When You Put a Bear, a Box, and a Woman All Together.
Lucrate.
And a whole lot more crazy nerdy stuff on the Weekend Review.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Weekend Review, only on the EO1 Network.
Well, since someone forgot to print out our show notes, and you're hogging up all of yours, I don't know what to say now.
No, we just talk about normal stuff, your shout-outs. Give shout-outs to people.
I have a lot of shout-outs today. Shout out to Pandemonium Rays and his awesome girlfriend for always going out to our events, for supporting us, for being our friends on Instagram, most importantly. He's one of the guys that we met through Instagram over a year ago, and now we're friends because we actually met in person. Captain Instigator, to everyone in my Instagram, Karina_Rojas Photography, Christina_Paris305, Let Me See_Jenny, Steffi_Loves You23, and Janae_S. Those are my posses. And unfortunately, today we lost someone special. Or a little pet.
Yes.
He's a pet from one of our closest friends, and it saddens him. Let me see if I could get... We should actually put his little picture on our website. His name is Idjit.
Yes. R.I.P. Idjit.
Rest in peace.
He looks like a Komodo dragon.
Yes. He was the smallest one of all the ones that were born. Nisi Bellinger posted his picture. Snake Master Jeff posted another picture of him. He will be missed. He's adorable, and we will post him on our Instagram.
That sucks.
Can we do a 10-bell salute for Idjit?
I have no 10-bell salute. I don't. I have other stuff I don't have.
Okay. Moving on.
But this weekend was kind of crazy.
Yes.
We went to Steam. We went to Bitcoin.
Yes.
Holy crap. If you didn't go...
Bitcoin was crazy. It was crazy packed. It was awesome to actually run into friends from the past, actually hanging out with us, meeting our new friends. It was great.
I liked it a lot. It was actually packed this week. We're actually have two rooms open this week, thank God.
Yay.
We have an EDM room and a top 40 hip-hop room downstairs. The cool thing is that VIP bottles are 2 for $300.
Right.
So, pretty cool. Everybody's free on our guest list. All you have to do is say...
Before 12:30.
Just say EON at the door. You guys are covered.
Basically, dress code, guys, is from what I've been hearing from security and from staff, is that they've been having a lot of issues with dress code, and they've been sending a lot of people home. Basically, the dress code is like if you were go to Justin's or Blue Martini or Off the Hookah. No hats, no shorts for guys or ladies, unless you're dress shorts. You're basically pretty much dressing to impress.
Yep, and this past weekend we saw Nightmare.
Yes, with Lucas.
With Lucas, which was amazing. They did a back-to-back set. So if you missed it, again, too bad. So sad.
No, but you see, but thanks to my new obsession called Periscope, you guys, if you follow me on Periscope, Vixen J, you'll be able to see live all of our events.
And if you guys don't get enough of watching me on YouTube, you guys can watch me on Periscope also at EON Faze with a Z.
I love Periscope. That's like my new obsession.
Yes. We did one yesterday. It was pretty funny, just in the car, messing around. And we got people watching. We're like, why are people like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then today I was so excited. I have to tell you. I actually followed Roman Reigns, and that was the actual Roman Reigns that had the at WWE. And then I was at work, and I get a notification, Roman Reigns has a live broadcast. So of course, I got all excited. I'm like, yay, bathroom break, whatever. I go play the video, and it's a little boy in bed saying how he's sick and how he's not feeling good. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe Roman's in the background somewhere. No, 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 it was a little boy. So I was very disappointed.
See, that's what happens. That's why I'm going to follow the right people. Bastard. But also this week we have Victor Neglio at Steam Miami.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. Ladies are in for free. Guys are reduced until 12:30. Same thing. EO went to door. But I have a big announcement. If you haven't followed me on Instagram, I don't understand what you guys are doing. It's messed
up. That's because they're following me.
Well, if you're not following either of us, then you just missed out yesterday on the biggest announcement. Element Tonight and EO Network's very own host, myself, will be DJing live on August 8th with Mr. Pitt and Lucio.
Yay!
At Steam Miami. So, guys, come out, support. I got a track that I'm going to release that day. Yes, I'm working with Big and Slim. They're going to help me out. So, hopefully I can get that ready by that day. So, thank you once again to committee
for giving me this opportunity.
That's what I have
I'll
to
I'll be taking selfies with Mr. Pitt.
Yep.
Yep.
If you guys want to call in the show, it's very simple. It's 516-387-1667. It is not toll-free, but they're not going to charge you long distance unless you live in China or Australia or any other country. But I think if on our website, you click on the little Skype button, you can get on to our show from there.
Oh, I got a tweet from Donald Trump. What? It says, Batman is totally overrated clown who speaks without knowing the facts. And then he also wrote, love watching Roman Reigns fall. Bastard.
Wow. Minecraft.
What about it?
Everybody loves it for some reason. I don't understand it because you can't really do anything in it.
Hey, isn't that the game that Jasmine plays?
Yes, Jasmine, Adrian, all the kids play. Everybody plays it. They're coming out with a movie.
Why?
Do you want who the director is? Rob McLinney. You know who Rob McLinney is from Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
You're kidding.
Nope, he is going to be the director for Minecraft.
Ew.
So, how excited are you about that?
No, I'm not.
Well, the other movie that's coming out, Ant-Man, is the number one movie this weekend in the box office. We all knew that. But worldwide, the Minions actually beat him out. So.
Donald Trump tweeted. I will post this, actually. I hear that Sleepy Eyes DJ Face will be fired like a dog. I can't imagine what is taking so long.
I heard Sleepy Eyes. Wow.
That is awesome. I will be still posting this on our website. Thank you, Donald Trump. Or is it that Mexican guy that's chasing him?
I don't know. It could be a Chapo. It's a Chapo looking for him. Star Wars fans, if you like Episode 8, obviously it's after Episode 7, Benicio del Toro, they're actually calling him to do the villain for Episode 8.
I saw that.
So, Benicio del Toro, if you don't know who he is, holy crap.
Google it
on Internet Movie Database. He's actually the collector in Guardians of the Galaxy and also in every Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. So, yes, he is being called. You actually had somebody yesterday that went to go see the movie Pixel.
Yes.
What is their review on the movie?
She loved it.
What did she say about it?
She saw the movie Pixel, and I asked her, oh my God, would you like to talk about it on the show? She's like, how about I just tell you about it, you just read it over, fine. She said that she loved the 80s theme concept behind it. I don't want to give too much out there because I don't give the movie away. But she says it was funny. It had a lot of 80s references. So if you're an 80s kid, you for sure will love this movie. She specifically said to watch it in 3D.
I mean, you have to watch it in 3D. You have freaking Centipede there going after you.
Donkey Kong.
You have Donkey Kong. You'll see everything flying at you. You'll freak out. So you have another tweet? Because your thing's going
Yes. It says, kind of bears apologize to me, but I will not accept their apology. I will be suing them for a lot of money. Donald Trump.
Oh my God.
It's like he's hitting me in all the spots.
Guys, if you want to see all this crazy stuff, we're actually going to post it on our website, www.elementtonight.com. That website has a bunch of stuff, all of our events, our YouTube channel, our media, our photos, our crazy
our
stuff that we do. Our periscopes that we put on there. Comicbook.com.
What about it?
Gave me the 5 top minions of all time. Not.
Oh, hello, Papagena. Tu le bella con la papaya.
Not that one.
Oh.
But the ones that, you know, are basically minions to their masters.
Nay.
So So I'm going to give you the top five. Number five was
like,
Igor.
Like Igor. I was going to say Igor
is number five.
From Dracula.
Yes.
Oh, no, is it Dracula or Frankenstein?
Dracula.
Okay.
Number four was Kalibak, who's Darkseid's eldest son and one of the Apocalypse's fiercest and deadliest warriors. I don't know who he is, so I don't
know
why he's there.
Okay.
Number three is Starscream from Transformers. Megatron's right-hand man and also the one that told Megatron, go screw yourself, I want to be the leader. And it was runs when Megatron's getting his ass kicked. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. Number two was Toad from X-Men, Magneto's henchman.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
So he's actually pretty cool. And number one, of course, that has to be, is Bebop and Rocksteady from the Ninja Turtles.
Blah.
Without them, I think Shredder would have beaten up the Ninja Turtles. Because those two guys are idiots.
You know who will make a badass Shredder?
Who?
Roman Reigns.
Okay, yeah, they do that, and I will never watch the movie again.
I will still watch that movie in 3D. 4D Xbox experience. What's it called?
What?
That chair that moves in the movie theater. What's it called?
It's box entertainment.
Well, I will see that.
Watch as you feel the chair move and
as
the waves going. No, no, no. Let's go to a commercial before we go anymore.
Hi, this is Victor J, and let me tell you about my favorite robots from Scarlet, Light of the Night. They are now available for all of your special events. For more information, go to www.lightofthenight.com.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnights.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Cons, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite hosts, tweets, and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnights.com.
You know what? The next show that we do, we have to put on Periscope because I want people's reaction when we play that commercial so they can see how you look. Well, even put it so they can hear it.
I can't. That commercial, I swear to God, I'm convinced you're taking a crap.
No, I was not. Well, actually, I'm actually going to do that commercial for my YouTube channel.
Nice.
So wait until I get everything.
Mask,
yeah, the warp paint and all that.
And
it's
going
to be crazy. I can't wait to do it.
I got to see that.
So. If you guys don't know my YouTube channel, it's Elements of Night. It's all separated words. Elements of Night.
Elementos de la noche.
So, let's get into your Did You Know? With our special guest. Unless you have something you want to talk about.
Actually, yes, I do.
Go ahead. Before we get to your Did You Know.
So, you know that glovers and
yes.
Gloving is very big in our EDM culture.
Yes.
But I was reading an article, and it caught my attention because... There's an organization that's giving away gloves to disabled kids, to disabled festival fans. And the reason why they're doing this is because they're saying that not only does it give them, you know, the lights, but that encourages them to move their arms and their fingers so they're not stiff all the time on their wheelchairs. So it was funny because we were talking with our friend Angel in the car. They were saying that gloving was being banned from festivals and events because it could give you an overload, a sensory overload, and you could, like, pass out.
Yeah, you get a seizure.
A seizure and whatnot, but this is the opposite. It's actually a positive effect. It's giving kids in wheelchairs a reason to actually move their arms and their fingers to create light. So I think that's something very positive, and I like that. I have the article. I will be posting it on our website for every of you want to, like, read it and check it out.
Very cool. I mean, I actually, when you first told me about it, I go, you're going to give Glover to kids on wheelchairs.
Right.
They're about to be, I'm like, are you crazy? Like, these kids are going to go nuts?
No.
But what you said right now, it actually makes sense because they're going to want to move their hands.
Their hands and their fingers.
Because I didn't know, like, there's actual gloves that came out now, which Angel told us about, that when you move your fingers,
mm-hmm.
they change color.
Right.
So the kids are going to want to move their fingers
and their
to
arms.
See the colors,
exactly.
You know, change. So it's pretty cool. I like that.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice. Good job.
I heard.
Involve yourself in the vast knowledge of time and space with Vince and Jay as she brings you Did You Know?
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
Yeah.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So, Zelda, did you know?
Did you know I'm starving and you forgot to order the pizza?
Yeah, I don't know what to order right now. But did you know the Joker in the Batman animated series could not kill anyone? Because obviously it's a kids show
right.
on TV. So instead they made him put gas his victim.
I remember that.
And have them have a grin and smile on their face.
Right.
I think it's a little bit more sadistic, which is funny because...
That's the word of the day.
Yeah,
sadistic.
Because I was watching the Batman Beyond the Return of the Joker.
Right.
And I saw the actual part where Joker explains to Batman what he did to Robin. And I'm like, Robin's there, like, laughing hysterically, like, and he shot Joker right in the chest. And I'm like, what? Like, what the hell? You can't do that on TV.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
I'm
not impressed.
You're not impressed?
Nope.
You know why you're not impressed?
Because it's Batman.
I know. But we do have somebody that's very special. I found him online. And he is going to... What do you have? Before I get to our special guest.
Why does DJ Face constantly speak out trivial nonsense? Because he's trying to look smart, people.
Oh, whatever. So, we have a special guest. It's the original Batman from 1966.
He's still alive?
Yes. Mr. Adam West. And we had three questions that were asked to him, and these are his responses.
One of the things we found out is there are actually five different Batmobiles that were used over the course of the series.
No.
No?
Untrue, because I think you'll probably then surmise from that that I wrecked a lot of them.
Well, that was going to be my follow-up question. Did you keep it?
I think we had three.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay. Another question. Did you know that Batman in the comics has always been listed at 6'2"? And is it true that you're actually the only actor that is 6'2" that actually played Batman?
I'm not sure. I've never looked at their size.
Sizes. Supposedly, you're the only one that was actually 6'2".
I didn't know that. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Well,
what,
these
are they
the
all
kind of,
are they all shorter?
I believe so, yes.
Oh really?
Yeah.
How tall are you, Clint?
I'm about 6'1".
Yeah, well, you look taller, though.
It's just
the
chair.
Oh, you've got a better
honestly,
chair.
Hang on a second.
God
I could probably
sakes,
fix that.
Yes.
This is not my fault. This is the chair they told me to sit in.
Well,
I could have gotten
okay.
a shorter chair.
You're very dominant there.
One more question. One of the things that we dug up is we saw a rumor on there that you actually have a Batman logo on one of your molars.
It's true.
It's true?
Yes.
You got a dentist to do that?
What? No, I didn't. They surprised me.
Really?
Yes. It was a big gag surprise that when I had a crown done, that they had the lab do a Batman thing. And it's still there. You've given me a toothache.
That's
Clint.
Amazing, though, that they just did that. They snuck that in there.
Right? That's right.
Between that and Sammy Davis Jr., they're just surprising you all over the place.
But the dentist was a friend of mine, and he thought it was a wonderful gag.
All right. Well, that's good to know that's actually true.
So he has a Batman logo in his molar.
Well, let's be realistic. He's really old right now, so he probably has dentures. So that means the original molar probably is gone.
He said he still has it.
How long ago was his interview then?
It was recent, like 8 months ago.
Oh.
But did you know that?
I didn't know that. I was actually pretty cool.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe! What happened
there?
Ha ha. All right, I was like, wait, what did I do? I didn't touch anything.
You know, I figured you'd be like doing like a Batman, did you know, like after, not G.I. Joe.
But you know what I do have, which I'm trying to find, but I can't find it. Actually, you know what it is? We'll play the song right now. No!
You are, like, totally off the radar.
I am not off the radar.
You are so fired. Hold on.
That song can only mean one thing. Guess what I got in the mail? No.
Wait.
What?
Whatever this is asking, do you think Ryan Reynolds has a Green Lantern butt plug?
Probably.
And does it glow in the dark?
Maybe. This song means one thing. What it came in the mail today?
Porn.
I'm not supposed to know about that. I didn't tell the producers I ordered that with their credit card.
Our EDC tickets.
No.
No.
Our loot crate came in for the month.
You mean your loot crate, not mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a little depressed because no t-shirt came in the box this month.
Right.
But I did get a cool Batman classic TV series Pew Pop figure.
That little music in the background is like really annoying the crap out of me.
Why?
That's just what I get.
I'll lower it then.
It's turn off.
No, I lowered it.
Okay, perfect. Keep going.
So, I got that. Right. I got a Batman Batarang, which is a bottle opener, a keychain, a flathead screwdriver, and a crosshead screwdriver. And I can beat the crap out of you with it.
It's great.
Especially the person that, you know, we know. Right. We all see. I got a Regrettable Superheroes, the League of Regrettable Superheroes.
It's a book.
The Lucre edition. I'm actually going to read this. And I'm going to post
it. We should have periscoped this.
We are. We will. And I'm going to post this on my YouTube channel also. My review on this.
Nice.
The other thing we got was a book.
Oh, they really put a lot of crap in there.
I also received a Star Trek air freshener, vanilla flavored, a Brawlhalla white fat Ganasar character, a Legend of Zelda wrist thingy.
Oh, when you go to the gym.
Yep. And a Wonder Woman poster, mini
Yay!
Poster. Which is yours, I know that. That for me. Oh, we're still waiting for our nerd box. We actually talked to them. They apologized because I screwed up. I changed the box because we didn't want to do one of them. We wanted to do the video game one. So like, oh, since you changed it, we're going to send it to you.
And they could only see my face of disappointment right now.
I know. I was pretty pissed off. But I was able to fix it with them. So they're going to help us out.
Didn't they say that if we get like a certain number of likes or something, we could start selling Loot Crate or have a Loot Crate promo?
Yes. Which actually we will have on our website very soon. So you guys, we'll have a shop section. We're going to have committee shirts there. We're going to have Loot Crate in there. We're going to have Uber in there. Like everything.
I want to make our shirt that says, I love Vixen J.
We'll have a shirt that says, I love Vixen J, all this crazy stuff.
I know Sci-Fi Bauer will want one.
There you go. So, TV shows.
Yes.
I sent you a YouTube video today. You were like, what the hell did you just send me? There's a poor lady in a box with a bear attacking it. It's a glass box all around.
I thought it was like a Chinese torture or something.
Yes. The lady has a camera in the box. This is what happens when you go to China and you want to play a game show. They stick you in a box with a camera with a bear trying to get in.
And what's the point of this?
The bear actually puts his paws around it and shakes the box to try taking the lady out of there.
And
I don't know what's the point of it. I don't know, but supposedly it was on YouTube. It was leaked out. 100,000 views. A woman is seen trapped inside a transparent cube facing a grizzly bear. The brown bear pushes the box over as a terrified woman screams and tucks her leg. The giant grizzly then circles around her looking away inside. In all her terror, she's surprisingly holding a camera, building her ordeal as the bear attacks. The clip ends with the bear shaking the cube violently with his paws. They have not announced it, but yes, it is supposedly a TV show
in
Japan.
I know that I used to watch a TV show.
It's like Fear Factor.
Right. It's also Japan-based, and it was actually pranked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like an outhouse in a ski park,
mm-hmm.
and people will go in the outhouse, use the restroom, and then they will pull a lever, and the toilet will fall out of the outhouse, sliding under the on the snow hill, and I see the little Chinese guy with his pants down going down the hill screaming.
Oh my god, that's my
was actually funny.
That's wrong.
That was funny.
That is messed up.
Like you see him screaming on top of the toilet going down the hill. It's just,
you know what starts in 30 minutes, though, right?
Sharknado.
Sharknado 3 with Mark Cuban and a guy from 90210.
I'm Zirin.
There you go. Thank you for saying it. I don't know who he is. And that girl that had her boobs done incorrectly. The one from American Pie. The blonde girl.
The blonde girl.
Yes. Which is ugly as hell right now. But whatever. It's on tonight at 9 o'clock.
Speaking of sharks, I posted a picture on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's an actual beach where they're renting out like little personal little shark cages for you to go in the water.
That would be you. I can imagine you already.
I posted it on my Facebook and on my Instagram. And I go to my Aunt Maria, you know, I need this. So when we go to the Keys, and she goes, get on it.
I can see you and your aunt both with that on them. That's just a little bit extreme. I really want to go into a cage, you know, snorkeling.
I
want
to do an actual shark cage.
I'm dying to do that.
Professional.
I'm dying to do that. The other show coming on tonight is Mr. Robot.
Which I love.
So, I'm probably going to catch the first hour of Sharknado. And then...
Are we recording Sharknado?
Yes, we're recording both.
Okay.
So, that way I can watch Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot is very interesting. If you guys haven't watched it, we're not going to spoil it for you. It's on USA at 10 p.m.
I know that my coworker is, like, he missed, like... He only saw, like, the first episode. I'm like, dude, you have to catch up.
Yep.
It's crazy. So, he did, like, a whole Mr. Robot binging over the weekend. So, he's ready for tonight's episode.
Very nice. Let's go to a quick commercial before we get into our comic book and all that other crazy
stuff. Cool.
So.
Cool.
That's Don Cody mean one thing. It's Loot Crate. It's Comic-Con in a box. Get your monthly subscription that includes DC, Marvel, sci-fi, Star Wars, video games, and much, much more. Visit www.elementsonite.com and click on the shop section for more information. It's Loot Crate, Comic-Con in a box. Make sure to catch me spinning live at Steam Miami on August 8th alongside Lucio and Cold Harbor Recordings artist Mr. Pitt. Make sure to say EO at the door as ladies get in for free and guys are reduced until 12:30. For more information, visit www.elementsonite.com.
I'm such a dancing little fool.
That's actually Mr. Pitt's track.
No crap. I saw Mr. Chuck.
I
Mr. Pitt.
I'm just saying that that's the type of music you guys are going to hear on
stage. And
scene.
If I may, Mr. Pitt, if you're listening, which you probably thought, but then again, we're so surprised that everybody actually does listen.
We are.
Mr. Pitt, if you're listening, I like you with the facial hair. What the F? He looks like he's 12 on the flyer.
I think since people are like, oh, you look like Seth Troxler? He's like, I'm shaving it
no,
off?
No, he does not look like Seth Troxler. Not even near. No, he. Ladies, my EDM ladies, this guy, when I first saw him during Winter Music Conference, he was wearing a tight black muscle shirt. He had the hair all up, kind of spiky to the back, facial hair with the headphones and the little arm waving thing that they do. I was sold. And then I heard the music, and I was like, damn!
Starting next week, we are going to Periscope our episode, because the way you see her face, she doesn't even do that with me. So, no. It's a little bit like, what the hell? Comic books came out today. There's a bunch. The only one I was very interested is Old Man Logan.
I wonder if our friend Byron actually received this, because he was bitching and complaining that UPS checked into Hialeah or something.
For what?
He ordered comic books, and he posted on his Instagram that they were sent to like.
I'm still waiting for a competition that I won like about maybe like 9 months ago. Like,
yeah,
what's my comic
up with
book.
That?
He never sent it to me.
We should put him on a blast.
Yeah, I'm going to find out what his name was and put him on blast.
Well, I can't fight him with social media anymore. No. I've done enough fighting.
But it's Old Man Logan came out today. You got to check it out. I'm actually going to start ordering it. It's only on comic book number 3, so I'm only going to be, I just got to order the other 2 also. I'm straight.
I found a new animation.
Which, we should do? We have to check out Tate's Comics for audio.
They get so bad.
I know, but they are badass.
The only thing I like about that trip that we did is that across the street there's a Los Verdes.
Yes, but I do want to go to Tate's. If I'm going to buy comic books, it's going to be at Tate's.
Fine, we're going to go to Tate's.
But you point out a picture, it was actually a sexual picture, of Logan doing cocaine.
Actually, it was a very dark picture.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
And it was our friend Mike Linder that posted it on his Facebook. Yeah. So if we could get, we'll probably post it up too. It's a picture of Logan.
Mm.
He's doing a line of cocaine on his
blade. Blade, yeah.
And he's bleeding because he's sliding the blade across his nose. And then in the background, you see, I think she's a supervillain.
I think it's Jean Grey, probably. One of the girls that
he knows. One of the girls in the back, and like she's all like scratched and cut up.
Yeah, it's a little bit insane. I was like, wow, dude, like that's a little bit.
Like awesome. I will actually, like if it's a natural print, I would like to buy it just to have
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, that'll be a nice print.
And have the author sign on it.
We are actually going to talk to a couple people from Etsy and from different things that we met at the Comic Cons to put their stuff on our website also, because I found metallic prints. And even our son went, holy crap, that's not Vegeta, is it? I go, yeah, it's Vegeta on a metallic plate. Humongous fucking
color. Oh, yeah,
we did
see
him. It was amazing. Amazing, amazing job that a lot of these people do. We're always looking for new people. Follow us on Instagram or anywhere that we're going to say at the end of the show. Or on our website, go on contact, send me your information. We do have a cosplayer that's going to come on our show very soon.
Yes. Next week we'll be interviewing one of my good friends, Howard Taylor, from MLC Records. He's actually inviting us to his studio to talk to him and his upcoming artist. And who knows, maybe me I'll talk to him who's better, Batman or Superman,
Well, we already did that debate, but whatever. You want to do
it
again?
We're going to reopen that debate again.
And the last thing is YouTube. If you guys have not cast, I had a YouTube video come out this week. It's What's on FaZe's Mind. I did the top 5 Batmans of all time, so you got to check it out. I have a cool thing that's going to come up next. Obviously, I'm going to be talking about different stuff on YouTube, video games, and all that. I'll have it probably up on Sunday. But on YouTube, I actually had a debate with people about Superman versus Goku versus Batman. And they're like, but did you know that Superman bench press freaking planets? And Superman, and they're fighting back with me. And I go, you guys have to come on our show. Because you guys missed it. about 6 weeks ago when we had this discussion.
All of a sudden, all these people, oh, but Superman is the best. Like, dude, where were you when we had this competition?
Well,
like,
they weren't there. And
seriously?
You know what? Because they weren't
we
there.
We need to reopen this again.
We'll try. We'll
and I will have Asakura, if you're listening, back on the show to have this continue conversation.
Well, for theme parks, a lot of reviews are coming out that Hollywood Studios is going to have a huge problem with all their closures.
Yeah, I heard.
Which is getting to the point that they're like, look, if they don't get this thing done correctly, it's a half-day park. Unless you're doing Toy Story Mania, which takes about 5 hours to get into the freaking ride.
But it's still worth it, though.
They're saying construction might take too long. Star Wars Land may fail to impress. And the expansion of Pixar Place underwhelms. If that one of those three happens, that little park
you
is going to die.
That's scary. Exactly. That they're going to be shut down for construction and people are just going to forget and not even want to go anymore. Because while they're being closed to do all these remodelings, all these other parks are opening up with bigger and better things.
Because the thing is that you're closing Indiana Jones, you're closing The Little Mermaid, you're closing these shows. What I used to do was when I knew that the show was going to go on, I would use that to go on the rides that are next to it.
Or the parade.
So when Indiana Jones is going on, I would run to Star Wars because it's empty because everybody's watching Indiana Jones. When Little Mermaid's going on, I'll run to Toy Story or any ride around there because everybody's at the show. But now it's like, if they're closing all these shows, what am I going to do? I'm not going to make an hour and a half wait for Star Tours.
I think that this is the opportunity for all the other parks around Disney to take full advantage of the fact that now they're going to be under hiatus and just build, go.
No, they're saying that it's going to really mess them up because they have to get a lot of stuff ready by 2016.
Dude, so, I mean, their big events now, like the you have to buy some special tickets. It's the Mickey Not So Scary.
No, that's
and the Christmas
thing. That's what they're saying. That they're saying if they don't have everything ready by 2016, the other stuff outside of Hollywood, they're screwed. Because they're going to be so busy come October that they're not going to have enough parks to do. And people are going to get so pissed off going to Magic Kingdom. And it's so flooded because the Hollywood...
But Magic Kingdom is still closed. They're still going under construction.
No, not Magic Kingdom, Hollywood.
Right. But all other parts...
I understand that. That's why they have to get things done before the end of the year.
Before October.
I know. Or at least some of the stuff done. Because if not, people are going to go... At night, Magic Kingdom's going
to
be flooded.
But you know what I've noticed, though? Disney used to be the first one to do the Mickey Not So Scary and the Santa, whatever. Now, SeaWorld is doing... Halloween thing.
The only reason SeaWorld's doing something like that is because of the simple fact that Disney's now doing a nighttime show. So now SeaWorld's going, if they're doing a nighttime show, you can't say anything about our animals being out at night.
No. The only part that will do a show at night was Hollywood Studios.
I didn't say that, but Animal Kingdom is going to have a show at night now. Where the tree is.
Oh, yeah, yes. No. Because they put the animals supposedly into their thingies come 5 o'clock.
No, supposedly that the safari ride is going to last longer also.
Oh, that's that good.
Because they're going to try getting the night out, the animals to come out.
But the thing is that SeaWorld always had the firework, whatever, with the whales.
Oh.
So, what the...
We'll see what happens with that.
We'll be going to Dollywood in Tennessee.
I want to go to Six Flags.
I want to go to Six Flags.
A lot of cool stuff, which I actually passed was on. There's a new movie coming out. It's a special edition movie, and I have the preview for everybody. You guys are gonna love this one.
The number one movie of the summer.
Welcome to Jurassic World.
Has the one thing everyone's been talking about: a woman running for her life from dinosaurs. Wearing high heels the whole time. Universal and Amblin Entertainment present the Jurassic Park box set, High Heels Edition, digitally remastered on DVD and Blu-ray to include the one thing you loved from Jurassic World into the entire series.
So you've seen the preview.
Yeah, everybody's running in heels.
Everyone's running in heels. The dinosaurs was amazing when the big brontosaurus had high heels. I was like...
In leopard print. We need to put them... Can we put that video on our website?
Yeah, we will. We'll put it on our website. I'll have it on my YouTube channel also. Just laughing about it. It's funny. It's not a real movie, guys. The other one I want to talk about...
It's not a real movie.
is how it should have ended. And basically, it's like, oh, how Jurassic World should have ended. And basically, like, if the call is important or the thing is important, make the call right there.
Right.
If you remember in the movie, the girl leaves, goes in her car, and she's making a phone call to see where the dinosaur is.
Right.
Just call and say, no, he's still in there. He's camouflaged. Oh, okay. We won't go out there like idiots just get eaten.
Yeah, but then it kind of killed the whole thing.
I understand that. And then they said, don't make a door the size of a dinosaur. Make it the size of a human, and he won't break through. That's pretty true also.
It's called common sense, people.
I understand that. Don't run in heels away from a dinosaur.
Oh, but she was a badass.
I know, she was.
Running in heels the whole time.
But, it's very cool. I'm actually going to post it on my YouTube channel. I'm going to give
him
a shout out.
She did not pull a pata sucia
no.
at all.
No, she did not. I mean, the only thing we have left is video games, which I do have some things. We had a competition and a poll.
Yes.
Online. We had to think about 8 games, and we have our winner, finally.
Which is?
Wait, I'm not going to say the winner yet. I want to let people be suspenseful about it. I don't have a drum roll anymore, so we have to do the little drum roll.
Just because turtles having sex.
So, we had basically Star Fox, Kingdom Hearts, Star Wars, Gears of War, Fallout 4.
The Star Wars one?
I said the Star Wars one, Final Fantasy VII, and I know another one.
Let me guess, Star Wars one.
Well, hey, let me say. I'm gonna say the top three because I'm not gonna say the other ones because the other ones were like they got screwed. With 17% of the vote, the fans voted for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Cool.
With 23% of the votes, the fans voted for Final Fantasy VII, the remake. And with 34% of the vote, the winner goes to. Star Wars Battlegrounds is the winner.
Mm-hmm.
That was my your backseat co-host and myself and a bunch of other freaks out there.
And Adrian
and everybody that loves Star Wars. That is the number one game that everybody anticipated for. I know it is because
the only Star Wars game that I like that we own is the dancing one.
Yeah.
That's a fun game.
You and your little games and all that. For all you guys that love Assassin's Creed, Ubisoft Montreal director and screenwriter or scriptwriter Corey May has left the company.
Okay.
So Assassin's Creed.
He's gonna go work at Google.
But you know who's still gonna be in Assassin's Creed?
Oh.
Roger Craig Smith, the voice of Assassin's Creed, who doesn't speak of Italian.
Right.
Remember who he's talking?
I remember.
And then for all you Mortal Kombat fans, if you got a glimpse of Tremor, who's a new DLC character, he costs about $5, and then $8 if you want all the skins. The only problem is that this is what's pissed me off with games, and we've had a discussion like this before. It costs $5, the DLC for Jason and Predator you had to pay for also. But now they're saying that, oh, we might come up with more characters for the game. So everybody who paid $60 paid $20 for a downloadable pack, and now they're paying $5 for a character, and they're going to pay another $20 later on for another character. What the hell's going on with games? Destiny, which I had I had a talk with your son. I'm buying it when it comes out with the collector's edition because all the expansions come out. PDQ, the whole he's going to wait till it comes out. I'd rather pay $8 for that than pay $120. So, it's pretty cool. And then PlayStation 4 is going to have a software update very soon. So with that update, you guys are pretty much good. You have a tweet or anything like that?
Yes, my backseat co-host saying the Superman fears Chuck Norris, and I wrote back negative.
Everybody fears Chuck Norris. My freaking hair on my face. Guys, make sure to visit our website, www.elementtonight.com. Visit, we have no douchebag again this week.
Yes, we do.
Hold on a second.
Justin Bieber, arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now, we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked.
And Shia LaBeouf taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag. 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 You're a douchebag. Douchebag. Douchebag.
Finally, for the first time ever, Instagram followers is not who you think. So, check this out. There's a rape investigation launched after a woman was found naked at Walt Disney World. Lake Buena Vista, a police officer say that this woman was pre-partying in her apartment with her friends, and then they went to the House of Blues in downtown Disney, and she doesn't remember how or what happened, but they found her at 5 o'clock in the morning naked in a bunch of bushes between the House of Blues and Bongo's Cafe. And the surveillance cameras of a guy walking around that area during that time. And there is suspicion that she was, you know, raped. That she had sexual intercourse.
This is my thing. And there has to be something about it because that guy is a douchebag because he was in the bushes. But
he looks like a douchebag.
But I meet a girl in a bar. I get her drunk. She gets.
No, she was already drunk. She was pre-gaming.
Wait, everybody's drunk. She's over 21.
Right.
We have sex.
Wait.
I leave her somewhere. Not in the bushes, but I leave her at the
naked
bar.
Naked in the bushes?
No, I'm not saying that, but like, I don't know where she lives because she didn't give me her address. We have sex in the car or whatever. And I just go, okay, fine, bye. That's it. You cannot charge me for rape when she's drunk and I'm drunk and we had sex.
How do you know the guy that raped her was drunk?
That's what I'm trying to say. Obviously, that's the problem.
What if he just took full advantage of the girl?
No, he took full advantage. But I'm saying two people that are drunk, that
my problem is this. Where were her friends that actually let her walk out of a bar with a random-ass stranger?
But I think her friends are more the douchebags.
Seriously?
But I do think that if both people are drunk, there should not be no charges if they're both drunk. Tell me the truth.
I agree with you there. But I don't like the fact that if they were both drunk and they both had sex, you're adults, you're allowed to do so. Why leave her in the bushes?
Because that's the way things are. And that's what happens. I mean, we have a phone call, but I don't know who that is.
I hope that's Jay Villa.
I don't know, but if you guys want to be on the show, just press number one so I can know. I think
just get the phone. Pick it up.
I pick it up.
Hello, who's this?
You would think by now you'd know my phone number when I call in, right?
What's up?
Seriously, who is this? Come on, it's J Dog. No.
Who the heck are you talking to?
Let me clear
Logan?
Something up. Yes, that's Logan in the background. He's asking who I'm talking to.
You're
talking,
talking to
my
God.
Friends on the radio.
No, you're talking to God.
I'm talking to God and her husband. Okay.
Go ahead, my friend.
So let me clear something up for you, because I do this every day at work. If you are drunk, it's rape, period. The law says you have to establish informed consent. Consent means you agree to it either verbally or non-verbally, which is easy to do. And the informed part means that you have all the information, you know what's going on, you're well aware of the situation. And
right.
When you're drunk and under the influence, you legally do not have the ability to make an informed judgment about having intercourse, driving a car, signing legal documents, none of that stuff. So simply put, if she's drunk, you can be charged with rape, period.
Well, that's just it. Nobody said if the guy in question was drunk or not. They're just saying that they found her in the bushes naked at 5 o'clock in the morning and that she doesn't remember having sex, but when they took her to get examined, she did have semen inside of her.
It was still there?
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole different kind of party then, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I'm like, but then again, I'm questioning where were her friends and why would her friends just let her walk out, you know, with a random ass stranger?
Hey, what happens at Disney World stays at Disney World. Isn't that the rule?
But you know, it's funny though that you brought up the whole consent thing, because when we were in Vegas in line to get our marriage certificate, there was a huge sign that said if both parties are under the influence of alcohol or drugs and they're not, sign the document, whatever, you will not get married in this establishment.
Exactly. Exactly right. You don't want to pull a Stephanie McMahon Triple H promo on us.
But the funny thing is, I walked in there with a margarita in my hand. Go figure.
Well, in all fairness, they didn't know you. You always have a margarita in your hand.
This is true. I agree.
You just don't let me, you just refuse to let me make the margaritas for you.
We need to hang out with Jeff, man. Jeff, you need to come down here. Or we need to go up there.
I know. I'm working on it. You're always welcome up here, too, though. But I'm working on it. I'll be down there at some point. My whole family's down here.
Yeah, man. We need to go out. We need to go have fun.
The whole family, yeah. And Logan can come with us because he likes to drink too.
We could walk him in as a little midget person. No one would know.
He's great. Yeah, nobody would know. I'll say I'm hanging out with my friend, Peter Dinklage.
No one would know.
He looks different on TV. The makeup is all different. That's all. It's not a big deal.
I love when he
That's
calls.
That's easy to do.
See, I like when he calls versus me reading all his tweets.
There you go.
Well, you know, I mean, I can't always call, but I figured, you know, I had to settle this whole rape drunk thing, you know, because it's what I do. I deal with it every day.
That is
yeah,
good.
No,
what
no.
You mean you deal? Wait.
Of course.
What do you mean you deal with rape every day?
Oh, we lost
him.
Yeah, that's my world. All right, I'll let you guys go. I'll let you guys go and do your show. I'll go sit in the back seat where I belong.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
So, yeah. Oh, there we go. We got the discussion done.
Yep.
Want to give your plugs?
Yes. You guys can follow me now on my new obsession, Periscope, which is Vixen J. Instagram is VixenJ0641, and Twitter is the same.
You can follow me at EONPHASE. That's EONPHAZE on Instagram, Twitter, and on Periscope.
And YouTube.
On YouTube, it's 11
and
tonight.
And America's Most Wanted.
Basically, the easiest thing to do is just visit visit our website, 11tonight.com.
No fly list.
If you go into host section, you'll have all of Vixen J's places to find her, all of my places to find me, and then on our main page, you'll see our YouTube link and everything. Download Periscope. It's going to be very cool. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff with it. We're going to go crazy on it. You'll see us in shows. You'll see me in Best Buy harassing the people there.
You'll see me sneaking in on face in the shower.
Yep. We'll be harassing everybody. I'm going to go to Best Buy and go, I want this game. No, I don't want this game. No, I want this one.
Well, you're on Periscope.
Are you recording me? I'm not recording you.
You're on Periscope.
Well, thank you once again, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week on
Thursday,
yes, because we have our interview on Wednesday. We'll do a little Periscope on that. And then obviously our show will be on Thursday next week at 8 p.m.
The only thing I don't like about this Periscope thing, I'm going to have to, like, seriously hire my makeup guy full time.
You guys don't like the way I look, that doesn't matter. I look like this all the time.
I mean, I need to do my flutters, and I need to do, you know, my hair and my makeup.
You know, the producers don't pay for all that stuff, right?
No, but my husband does.
That's great. Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.